Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, breaking news from the Middle East. Israel has launched what it calls preemptive strikes on Iran's nuclear program, hitting more than 100 targets, including the country's main enrichment facility. At least three top Iranian military officers are dead. The IDF says Tehran has retaliated with over 100 drones. Reporter Stephen Lindy from Jerusalem.
Israel said it has embarked on an unprecedented military operation against Iran called Rising Lion to neutralize an existential threat and hit Iranian military leaders and sites. It said the aim of the prolonged operation is to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons. While Israel went on the alert for an Iranian counterattack, Israeli officials said the United States had been informed of the planned operation.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
National security analyst Joe Cirincione.
This is not a one-off. This is not going to be something that is over in 1, 2, 3 days. In order to really put back Iran's nuclear program, you need weeks of sustained attacks.
Investigators are searching for clues at the site of yesterday's Air India crash in Ahmedabad. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
According to the airline, everyone on board was killed except for one man who somehow escaped. His family is waiting for him in London. The plane crashed into a building housing medical students. Rescuers are hunting through the wreckage for survivors. So far, it's unknown how many on the ground were killed.
A California lawmaker arrested at the Homeland Security Secretary's news conference in L.A.
Hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla.
Padilla forced to the floor and removed after challenging Kristi Noem on the decision to send troops into the city to quell protests over ICE raids.
If this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers.
Secretary Noem.
I wish that he would have reached out and identified himself and let us know who he was and that he wanted to talk.
A federal judge ruled the president's deployment of the National Guard to L.A. was unlawful. Last night, an appeals court paused the decision. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This is a showdown. It's a showdown between Donald Trump and Governor Newsom and between the executive authority and the 10th Amendment rights of the state.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kendall Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
One, two, three, four. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
It's true, folks. I'm a very intense chess player.
One of these days I need to hear that story.
Oh, it's bad. They had to cart me off, but I gave him one of these on the way out. I put my thumb up and all the old guys in the park cheered. Hey, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, folks. We're kicking off Act 2, and if you were not here for Hour 1, you really should have been, folks. We had a great time. We have a great question tonight. Name a celebrity whose fame you just don't get. I said the Kardashians. I also don't totally get Mark Wahlberg. Conrad said Fred.
Yes.
Jenna, do you remember Fred?
No, I don't.
He's the kid with like the really high pitched voice.
Yeah, he's really annoying. No. Like
he was on like Nickelodeon and stuff.
Okay.
I cannot believe he is still that. People just don't give him a beating regularly because he was that annoying.
Well, that was the catch, is that his neighbor did do that.
Really?
What?
Oh, yes. I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying he was very irritating. So that's our question tonight. Folks, let us know what celebrity is, you just don't get. You don't understand their fame. So we did that. We talked with our friend Jenna Watkins, who is here. She gave us the popcorn pick of the week and chose the film Miracle, right?
Yes.
2004, about the 1980 Olympic hockey team that from US or the USA that beat the Russians. A great pick. And we talked about beauty pageants?
Say it. Scholarship competitions.
Oh, that's what it is now?
Yep.
Scholarship competition.
It's okay. Focused on scholarship and service.
Okay, so Jenna has been Miss Harbor Cities and Miss Turtle Creek, and she's competing for Miss Wisconsin. And that happens next week, right?
Yes.
It's coming up.
Yes, so I head off on Sunday.
Wow. All right. Do they put you up?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Which is very nice.
And how do you... All right. So Jenna and I, just to recap, we met last year. We both judged a costume contest at Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc. Thanks to our coworker here, Amanda Nimmer, who set that up. That's where I met Jenna. And we brought it as judges. I think we did a bang-up job. I have not been asked back yet, but I don't know if you...
I think they should ask us back.
You think they will?
I don't know.
Conrad, what are you doing? Why don't you go down there and judge some alien costumes?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to be in a costume.
I mean, that would work too.
Would it kill you to dress up in disguise every once in a while?
Yeah.
All right. So Jenna and I were talking about she made the popcorn pick. We talked about Miss Wisconsin. Her day gig, folks, is she does cybersecurity. And I find that fascinating. And I love how you tie that to the Miss Wisconsin competition because, as you mentioned in the first hour, you had your identity stolen at 16. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you when you found out? And how did you deal with it? How did you get it back?
You know, Pete, the day that it happened, it felt like the worst day of my life. I wanted the ground to just swallow me whole. I had no clue what happened. My bank account was emptied.
Wow.
But looking back, I can now say that was the best day of my life. Because it gave me direction when I needed it. I mean, who's in high school and they know what they want to do, right?
Right.
So I was trying to figure that out. And once the initial turmoil was done, I got angry and I'm like, I never want to feel this way again. And what's more, I never want anyone else to feel that way too.
Good for you.
And that's just what threw me into cybersecurity.
Jeez. So how do you go about, and I have a similar story. Well, I'll just tell you, my daughter, we went to file our taxes 2 years ago and someone got her social security number and filed on her behalf, hoping to get a refund. And we were told that this happens a lot with kids. They don't make enough, so they fly under the radar. And if somebody can get a couple hundred bucks or whatever in a refund, they do that. So we had to get it. Now we have to get a PIN from the IRS every year for like 5 years or something like that. It doesn't sound like it was as traumatic as you, but it's a pain. And it's like, and you feel violated. Mm-hmm. So how did you, talk us through your recovery from that. Where do you start? Do you have to go down to the DMV? Do you have to go to the Social Security office or all of the above?
So thankfully, if you can say that with identity theft, it was only my bank account that was stolen.
Okay.
So they got my debit card and they emptied out my entire bank account. They weren't able to access any information. So it was a lot of working with my bank, signing affidavits, working with them to be like, no, I'm not in Texas buying a $6,000 TV.
Wow.
Like, so it was just a lot of meetings and a lot of signing things that I really didn't understand. I still have no clue what I signed to this day. Right. But eventually the bank got my money back, which is what
they
wanted.
Okay.
Yes.
How much did you have at 16 in the bank? I probably had about $9. Did you get
between $6,000 and $8,000?
Where does a 16-year-old get that kind of money?
I was taught to save by my parents. And so what my parents told me is every time that I would get money for a birthday or Christmas, Easter, they would say, now you can either buy whatever I wanted at that time, like a teddy bear, gaming console, whatever, or you could go to college.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I need to save my money for college. So I didn't really spend any money.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So here you are. Okay, you got this great job. You're packing all this money away. You're Miss Wisconsin. Tell us a skeleton you have in your closet. We need to find a chink in the armor here for Jenna.
I truly hate creating passwords. It's my least favorite thing to do.
Well, if that's all you're going to give us, I guess I'll take it. So let me ask you this about cybersecurity. What can basic everyday people like Conrad and me, what can we do to protect ourselves that doesn't cost us a ton of money? What's a simple thing we can do to protect our identities?
Turn on bank and credit card notifications on your phone, because this way you'll get that notification to your phone anytime that money is deposited, anytime that money is taken out. So it's a very easy way, okay, no cost whatsoever, for you to keep an eye on those financial services.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And that's a simple fix, but here's the thing. Here's why I think people get lazy, because if you tell a credit card company or your debit card, hey, I was stolen, they just give you your money back. The onus is really on them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I bet, do you encounter a lot of people, or have you heard this, where a lot of people have been stolen from and they don't even know because they take minimal amounts out? Does that happen?
Oh, all the time. So how it normally happens is if your credit card is for sale on the dark web, someone buys it and they'll first do a purchase that's a couple of cents, a couple of dollars, just to make sure that the card works. And then once they verify that the card works, they wait a little bit and then they go on this huge spending spree trying to get as much stuff before the credit card company can flag it.
Wow. So, but wouldn't there be a worry there if you were the thief that you have to spend right away? Because it seems like a lot of people are on this stuff. Like, I might notice a day later, but that's it. What is that turnaround time where they get the card and they test it and they wait and then they spend?
It's normally around like a day to a week. It all depends on who has it. I mean, I don't know if you've ever gone to a gas station and like swiped your card. Oh, yeah. And then within a couple of hours, there's a transaction down in Tennessee. Well, that's because someone put, it's called a skimmer. It's a very thin plastic cover over where you put your card in or where you tap your card. And it immediately stole all of your credit card information.
What?
So then they use it right away because they know that the card is active.
Oh my gosh.
The best way to circumvent that, by the way, is before you put your card in, just give it a really quick tug, because like it's very thin plastic, so it's going to come off. And like it needs to have like a really quick install and
to pull
de-install.
The actual plastic out.
No, don't wreck the machine. It's just like a like a little like okay, we're good.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Jenna. Why sometimes when I go to a gas station, I'll put my card in and they'll say remove card rapidly. What do you know what that's about? I've always wondered. I've even talked about this on the air. Like, why are they hoping not to read the numbers? Why do they want me to pull my card out so fast? I don't understand that.
So on the back of your card, that black strip is magnetic.
Right.
And so it actually says your card information three times. So you need to my understanding, this isn't super my area, but this is just my understanding. You need to pull it out super fast. So then you have that magnetic connection, which transfers the information.
I always wondered about that. You don't see it everywhere. It's just some, let me ask you this. I have typically my own personal security. This is my down home spun cybersecurity plan was to put my passwords in an email and just never send it. Keep it in my drafts folder. How am I at risk for doing that? Is it an ingenious plan as I thought it was or what?
What happens if your email's hacked?
Well, how would that happen?
Maybe you click on a link. Maybe you respond to a text person.
Yeah.
Maybe your Facebook or Instagram or X account is hacked, which is linked to your email.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Okay.
How about instead?
That was supposed to be my gotcha question.
How about instead you use something that's called a password vault?
Okay.
And there's many of these online. They're free. KeePass, Bitwarden, OnePassword, LastPass, or just to name a few.
Yeah.
All you need to do, and this is my trick, is you just need one super strong password. Think a sentence as your password instead of just like a word. And then you can store all of your passwords in there. And then as long as no one knows what your sentence password is, they can't get your passwords. And what's even better is these password vaults generate secure passwords for you. So you never need to create passwords again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I always opt just to do my own so I can remember it. But my guest is Jenna Watkins, folks. She is in the competition. She's in the conversation for Miss Wisconsin. It all starts next week. She's currently Miss Turtle Creek. She's been Miss Harbor Cities. You know, we've never had a Miss Nightlight, Conrad.
I mean,
it's a change.
With it, well, that Todd was for a week, but that was like, that was just interim. He had the interim title. So
who is the title now? Me?
I guess you, well, by default, yeah. I'm not really happy about it. I didn't even win. It's my show. Conrad won the competition.
Yeah, that's rough competition.
So now we're talking cybersecurity. I have to ask you this. Okay, I was going to do this as a bit on the show. Sometimes I get a text and they'll say, are you still at the office? It's random. So I like to start conversations with these people and I say really inane stuff. Sometimes I'll even say stuff that's kind of dirty because I'm testing them. And the most recent one is I told this girl who sent me a picture, and it's always some pretty 25-year-old Asian girl. And I say, oh, my name is Tristan. I'm going through a divorce. My wife is trying to take all my, like, I let them know I have a lot of money and I'm successful, trying to get them to come out. So I have something to talk about on this show, and they never do it. So what are they doing? What are they trying to do? Trying to get money, I assume, right?
So the first thing that they're doing is by sending that first text message, they want to see if someone's on the other end of that phone number and if they'll respond. So what's probably happening is with you responding, you're going to get more of these texts.
Right.
So if you want them on your show, I guess that's a good option.
Well, I don't want them on the show. I want something to talk about. And I'm not opposed to, it's really strange. And can they hack me though? Can I, if I'm just texting them back and forth, am I at risk in any way for them accessing if I don't give them any?
If they send you a link and you click on it, if they send you any attachments, if you open up a picture that they send you, that might include malware. Ooh. So
we're in a gray area. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that.
It's a lot better to just delete them, but
I wish you so much luck. I hope you are the next Miss Wisconsin. You're already Miss Nightlight. Conrad is giving up the title. You are our Miss Nightlight. And I hope we get to judge another contest together. This was fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Drive carefully. You got a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
And take the sash off before you drive and replace it with a seatbelt. Okay, we are coming right back. We're cooking pizza on the grill, folks. And maybe we'll get to eat some. We'll see. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and senior county official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP county commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays, as I call it. And we are back now with my next guest, Danny Boehm. He is a Papa Murphy's pizza owner. He owns, would you consider yourself a mogul?
No.
Come on. You own multiple Papa Murphy's, though, right?
Yep, the Appleton area, Green Bay. There's 10 stores in that area, and then Manitowoc, West Bend, Janesville, and Fort Atkinson are stores that we own, but there's 80 in the state with a bunch of other owners as well.
You know what's funny is I'm kind of mad at myself because my wife loves Papa Murphy's. I mean, I like it too, but we get it a lot to take it home because we're going to watch a movie 3 hours later and we don't want to go back out or we don't want to pay delivery fees or whatever. So she brings it home and she got us into it about 12 years ago. And I was a little suspicious at first because the last name was Murphy and it wasn't something Italian, but it worked out great. It's delicious pizza. It's great to have you here, Danny. And who else do we have here?
My name is Nikki.
Nikki, nice to meet you. I'm Pete. All right. So what do you do, Nikki?
I make the pizzas.
You make the pizza just here or at the store?
I work at the stores.
Okay.
She runs some stores in Appleton for us.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
So I make that dough fresh for you. I chop your veggies nice and fresh every day.
Wow. That's a good, she's got the sales pitch now.
There you go. That's why she's here.
All right. So Danny Boehm is my guest. You own, you said 5 in Green Bay?
Yep.
5 in Appleton?
2 in De Pere.
Okay.
2 in Green Bay, and then Howard as well.
Wow. How busy does that keep? Are you just like going back and forth between stores all the time, or how does that work?
Just got some. I live 2 hours south, so okay. We've got great people up here that run the stores and come up to help when needed. But yeah, we're lucky to have great people in our stores.
How did you get into this line of work? What made you want to buy into this franchise, I guess, how it worked.
Had two friends that owned 3 stores originally. Derek and Ryan Strom are my partners.
Okay.
And then, we just have grown and acquired stores in Appleton, then Green Bay recently, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So, yeah.
All right, you sold me. I want in.
Yeah, you're in.
I've got $32 in an offshore account.
Where's the check?
Okay, so you guys are nice enough to show up here tonight. We got all different kinds of pizzas here from Papa Murphy's, and you're grilling them. When did this become a thing, grilling pizza?
Yeah, grilling pizza is the best way.
Oh, wow, does that look good.
Yeah, that's a barbecue chicken pizza right there.
Oh, my God, so I love that.
The smoky flavor you get from the grill is unmatched in a regular oven. So grilling pizzas is a great way to do it in summer. And obviously our pizza is good for winter when you want to turn the oven on, heat the house up a little bit.
Yeah.
But in summer, when you got to have our pizza, this is the best way to do it.
That looks fantastic. And that's a barbecue chicken pizza?
Yep.
Okay, what pizza goes the best on the grill? What are the easiest ones to grill?
They're all easy.
They're all easy?
That one gets the little summer flavors in there with the barbecue sauce and the chicken, yeah, and the veggies.
Do the instructions come on the package to grill, too?
To grill, there is some instructions on the package. My 2 cents would be to cook them low and slow so we don't burn the crust. And then, just keep rotating it and keep it around 400 or 500 degrees. 425 is what we say for the oven. But grill is obviously hard to dial in sometimes.
So what is your favorite pizza that you guys offer?
I love the Thai chicken. That's
which one is that over here? Is that
the Thai chicken?
Who's clapping for Thai chicken? Todd.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Todd Michaels. Oh, I like
that. Yeah, that's the middle one right there.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
But yeah, that's a true Papa Murphy's lovers love the Thai chicken. That's a secret gem on the Papa Murphy's menu.
So, all right. So how did you give us a little background, if you would, Danny, about Papa Murphy's? Like, I feel like is it the franchise about 25 years old, maybe?
Yeah, 25, 30. Started out on the West Coast and has moved out this way. But yeah, we have some stores that have been here probably about 20, 25 years. Some of the older stores in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yep. But
how many, like, what makes Papa, like, if you, I'm sure you've done this a million times, but why Papa Murphy's and why not Pizza Hut or Domino's or whatever? What makes Papa Murphy's different?
It's the fresh, exactly what Nikki was saying. The freshness of our ingredients is unmatched. We don't get anything in bags from a vegetable perspective. The freshest meats that don't have fillers and bindings in them. And we make our dough fresh every single day. And that's the secret recipe.
Does it cost more to do that?
To do it?
Like to well, make all those have, ingredients
well,
fresh.
We also don't have the ovens in our store to cook the pizzas for you. So we put that money into the freshness of the ingredients, yeah.
So people can't even get it cooked there if they want. You're unwilling to do that. Okay.
Unwilling, yes.
Not able to.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I'd love to help you out. I'd love to make your pizza for you, but we don't have that here.
Yeah, we don't have an oven here.
So how many, are you the only owner of the stores in this area?
No, Ryan and Derek are partners with myself.
I'm sorry, but I mean, are there other Papa Murphy's? Like, we have one in Marinette, I know.
A different owner.
Okay, a different owner. All the owners get along?
All the time, yeah. We're one big happy family.
Are you all named Murphy? That's what I want to know. Your last name is
Dame. No, got a couple dogs that I know that are named Murphy around my world, but that's about it.
So how often do you eat Papa Murphy's at home?
Well, I have a 8-year-old, 6-year-old, and 3-year-old, so they love pizza. For a while, they only liked Costco pizza and didn't like ours, but now we're getting them into our pizza that they love, our XL and Y pizza. It's a sausage and pepperoni pizza that we do. But yeah, we're starting to eat more and more.
We have my last guest, Jenna Watkins, is here, and I can tell she wants a piece of pizza. Can you stop staring? They're delicious. Help yourself, right? I mean, she could be Miss Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're for you.
Absolutely. Okay.
You will be. So what is this one you're going to make now?
This one is pepperoni, green pepper, and onions.
All right.
Just a good staple.
Do you have a favorite? Nikki?
I'm a classic cheese eater, sir.
Just cheese pizza?
Fresh. We shred that fresh every day, and it's tasty. I'm born and raised dairy farmer here from Wisconsin.
Really?
So I do have to shout out June is dairy month.
Okay.
But a good old-fashioned cheese pizza, you can't go wrong. Our sauce is delicious.
I could not agree more. That's fantastic. All right. We are going to take a very quick break for some news. When we come back, folks, I'm gonna tell you what my favorite pizza is, what Danny is cooking here tonight. We are cooking pizza. It's Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We are out on the street, and everybody's staring. Look at people are taking pictures. Not just people who work here either. But we're going to eat some pizza when we come back, and we're going to do that pronto. So don't go anywhere. This is Peach Wobble and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Building towers for side. Sky and sun.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home, for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News special report, Iran calls it a declaration of all-out war. 200 Israeli warplanes have fired preemptive strikes on Iran's nuclear program.
Israel launched Operation Rising Lion.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
A targeted military operation to roll back the Iranian threat to Israel's very survival. This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Israel's hit Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility. At least three top Iranian military officials, along with main nuclear scientists, are dead. The IDF says Tehran has retaliated with over 100 drones. Security analyst Joe Cirincione.
The more serious, the long-lasting implications of this is that Iran will decide they have nothing to lose. It's pedal to the metal, full speed ahead. They're going to build a bomb.
Israeli officials tell the AP they smuggled drones into Iran ahead of the strike. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener. But pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurnow, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight.
I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. We are outside the studio doing things a little differently tonight on this Thursday evening. It is a overcast, slightly windy day, and we thought that was the perfect time to go outside and eat some pizza from Papa Murphy's on the grill. Danny Bame is here. Nikki is here. Should that be off the...
I was getting a little crispy there.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Danny Bame is the owner of several Papa Murphy's pizza places, and he is here with a grill. We're grilling pizza. I know. Not saying people haven't heard of that, but I bet a lot of people haven't tried it yet. Thank you for being here. It's great to have you here, Danny and Nikki.
Helping
out.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Former dairy farmer turned Papa Murphy's employee. So that's outstanding. I am eating a piece of barbecue chicken pizza, and it is outstanding. So why does pizza taste better on the grill than it does when you cook it in your kitchen?
Yeah. Go ahead, Nikki. She's the grill master today.
So okay.
She can speak to that part.
I believe love and happiness always makes everything taste better. As you can see, I've been out here skipping around, happy as can be. But also, it is going to be, I believe, our freshness.
Yeah.
All these pizzas were made by hand just before we came here.
Right.
You know, so this is all dough that was prepped and made this morning. Our meats, our veggies are all fresh from today.
And that's kind of the Papa Murphy's thing, right?
Absolutely.
I remember when you guys first came about and... My wife was like, we got to go there. It's all fresh. And we were into this whole fresh thing. And you can see people making them when you go in. That's what I like. Yep. Right?
Yes.
And then you pair that with the grill and the smokiness you get from the grill. It just gives it that extra flavor that you got.
When did you guys, when did the grilling with pizza start? When did that phenomenon take hold?
I think people have been grilling pizzas for a lot longer than we used to do. A lot more things in the parks and where we would just grill pizzas for people for different events. And COVID and that stuff took some of that away. We gotta try to rebuild that back up. But we've been grilling pizzas from Papa Murphy's World for a long time. It's just spreading the word because, you got to battle hot dogs and brats and all that stuff
right.
that people like
Why
to
not
grill.
Pizza?
But gotta throw pizza on the grill every once in a while.
I think you could probably, people have been doing this for a while. You could probably go into a cave and there'd be cave drawings of people putting pizza on the grill like that. But you guys do a lot of other stuff. You make great pizza. Now we're making it on the grill. We're eating it on the radio, which is probably a little rude, but it tastes too good not to eat. Talk about what you guys do in the community.
Yeah, we do fundraisers weekly with all of our stores. Anyone that we have big banners in our stores that got our email address, it's pmwisconsin@gmail.com. If anybody wants to sign up for a fundraiser with us, we'd be happy to do it. We do fundraisers where you bring people into the store and you just market it to your people, and then we'll give you a kickback based on the sales of the day, or else we do some that we've raised in the thousands, $2,000, $3,000 for people if they want to take our pizzas and do a pizza sale. So a lot of options.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So what were you doing, Danny, before you got into the pizza racket? What was your profession?
I've been doing this for 10 years.
Okay.
So just out of college, was not a great time. It was about 2009, so bad things were happening in 2009. But got a job in marketing, did that for 3-4 years. And then, like I said, we had some friends that were looking to expand in the Papa Murphy's world. So we bought into some extra other stores together. They had a couple, and then when I came on, we bought some more and just have just been growing little by little since then.
So you bought into a franchise. You're still a young guy when you do this. What put you over the hump, so to speak, where you're like, yeah, let's do this? I mean, it's a risk with anything.
Yeah.
But was it one of those things where you believed in the product?
Young and stupid. No, I believed in the product.
A little bit of both, probably. Yeah.
Loved the product. Wanted to do something, something for ourselves and grow a business together with some friends. And, it's worked out great. And
I asked you this in the last segment. What, and Nikki, I know you're not allowed to answer this. This is a question for Danny. What makes Papa Murphy's, why? Why would you tell people to eat your pizza or order your pizza? Because some people don't want to cook it themselves. So it's got to be that much better in order to get them to do that, right? I know that's what got us into buying it, or my wife. So So why Papa Murphy's?
It really, it is the freshness of the ingredients. The dough that we make every day, even just the little stuff like... A lot of people get cheese in bags that's already shredded, that's got paper in it and whatever to keep it from spreading, from clumping together. We shred all of our cheese every single day. Shred cheddar, shred mozzarella, But that just all the extra little steps that we do make that finished product come out.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a Thai chicken pizza. Folks, we're making radio history. I don't think a Thai chicken pizza has ever been A, cooked on the radio, and B, eaten. And I am going to mow that sucker at the next break. We'll cut that up.
Yep.
Sir, Papa Murphy's, check them out.
Need
you
a slice?
Can grill it.
Need a slice? All right.
He doesn't trust us. All right, so you have also I know a lot of people are watching what they eat more and more, even though they eat good ingredients. They might have a lactose intolerance or something like that. You have a cheese-free or dairy-free cheese. How does that work?
Go ahead, Nikki.
So it is a made item that we do purchase and bring into the store to have available for those people that do have certain allergies or just want to eat healthier.
Yeah.
It is made, but it still comes in fresh. We get it every few days. It's very popular. We also have a gluten-free option. That one is by far of the best option. It's a good bang for your buck, but it's also really tasty. We've heard a lot of people can't find a delicious gluten-free crust.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, ours are really good.
And it, like, even as early as, like, well, 3 or 4 years ago, the gluten stuff was so expensive. Yep. And now it's come down a little bit. But what is it about? Why is that harder to make, a gluten crust, a gluten-free crust, I should say?
Yeah, we partner with Udi's. They're a big gluten-free brand.
Okay.
But they do a great job with that crust to pair with our ingredients the best way to make it a great item for people that do prefer the gluten-free.
Would you be able to tell the difference if something
was
gluten-free?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. It's a little, yeah. It's just obviously it doesn't have the gluten-type properties, but it's also healthier for you. But if you didn't know, you would just be like, this is a great pizza.
Do you have an extra gluten crust? I want more gluten.
You're eating it.
Right? That's the normal one.
This is a normal.
Tasty one.
Danny, let me ask you something. Do you like movies?
I like movies, yeah.
All right.
I've been watching a lot of kid movies lately. But
you got kids?
Well, yeah. Well, 8, 6, and 3. Bennett,
oh,
Carson, and Miles. So give them a little
shout-out. Yeah, that's all. They like their pizza grilled?
They haven't had a grilled pizza, so we'll have to get them on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what movies do you watch with them?
Oh.
Do you have like a favorite or one that you hope they recommend because you've seen everything?
We were on a big Santa Claus kick for a while.
Okay.
So they love Santa Claus. Now we're trying to get them back into the cool movies that I used to watch when we were little. So, yeah, all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff, that'll make another comeback, and they love that. But yeah.
Are they Toy Story fans? Do they like that whole franchise?
Yeah, we've watched Toy Story many, many times, all 4 or 5 or 6 of them, however many they got. Yep.
So this is like the greatest, like when I grew up, it was always Friday pizza and movies at home. And when I was a kid, there was like 3 channels. So it was like the movie of the week or whatever it was. And then VCRs came out and all that kind of stuff. But that is, to me, more of a thief. Citizen's arrest. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's got the beer. He's clear.
All good.
I didn't mean to scare you. Thank you, sir. He said Papa Murphy's is the best. Look at that. And not just because we gave him free pizza either. Yeah. But hello. So I think that's like as much of an American tradition as Friday or Saturday night pizza night and movies. And we talk about movies every night on Nightlight and TV shows and what you're binge watching and that kind of thing. What pizza would you like? What are your favorite kind of movies?
I like action movies.
Okay. Right. Like, do you have a favorite, like the Mission Impossible stuff?
Yeah, Mission Impossible. Yeah. Love them. Born Identity.
Born Identity.
Series. Yeah. I love watching those. Yeah.
What pizza goes best with an action movie?
I would go... I mean, I think a Thai chicken is just the way you got to go. So that's just my favorite pizza. So I could eat that one with the romance, or I could eat that one with an action film.
All right. And what about you, Nikki? Do you have a favorite type of movie genre or something you like? We just did the popcorn pick of the week. I'd love to add like a pizza pick of the week because pizza, popcorn you eat at the theater, but people, when they watch movies at home, they make pizza, right?
Right.
So what is your favorite kind of movie?
We get a little sponsorship for you.
Pizza
pick of the week.
Pizza pick of the week. I love it. Brought to you by Danny Bay.
I like a little bit more of that scary, gory horror stuff.
While you're
eating
pizza?
I like that, you know, you got to be under the blanket. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to scream with the greasy fingers and...
sauce all over looking like blood.
Wait, are you still under the covers at your age? You're like, is that how you watch scary movies?
Okay. Well, of course.
So what's your favorite kind of... maybe not a red sauce if you're going for the gore. Maybe you go with a nice garlic sauce or something.
Absolutely. We actually have an oil and garlic sauce. We have
an
herb chicken Mediterranean. It comes with the feta cheese. And then it also has like our little secret zesty herbs on the top, which are my new found favorite. I've been putting them on our salads.
Okay.
And it is just prime time.
Oh, I forgot about the salads. Tell us about the salads. You guys have excellent salads,
too. So we have a couple that are, you know, all available at all times. We like to make them fresh for you. You can build your own. That's kind of my jam right now. I like to build my own with my fresh toppings. You can also put meat, so like chicken is a big option. But yeah, the zesty herbs, we have a cheesy blend too. I like to throw a little bit of that in there as well. Just makes it a little different than the same old, same old.
I love it.
Still healthy, you know?
Yeah. So, all right. So when I was a kid, I remember a lot of people liked milk and pizza. Like, I don't know if it was the tomato sauce with the milk. To me, it's Coke. Coke and pizza. Some people beer and pizza. What's your favorite drink with pizza?
Yeah, I'd either go with a good old Wisconsin old fashioned or a spotted cow or
like
something.
That. Old fashioned's good. What about you, Nikki?
A glass of milk with ice. I like my milk on ice.
We got to go to a break. I can't. I don't think I can.
Sorry.
Milk with ice?
Yes, delicious.
Wow, with pizza?
Yes, and a bowl of ice cream at the end.
No kidding.
Yes.
I like that. That's like that's almost like subversive in a way. I think the government should have a file on you. Oh, thought we were going to lose the barbecue chicken pizza. Should we offer them pizza? I don't know. How you doing, folks?
They can have one.
All right. You guys want a piece of pizza? It's free. Okay. They don't know us, though. We're all like wearing civil. If you had like a
normal
Papa Murphy's t-shirt on, maybe they'd go, it's an accredited pizza place. Okay.
If I knew they could see.
Oh, there you go. You got to hang like this on the. All right. We are live out on the street here, folks, outside the Nightlight Studios here at WGBW on Washington Street in beautiful downtown Green Bay with Danny Boehm and Nikki from Papa Murphy's. Danny owns several Papa Murphy stores. You're not a mogul, though. You made a point to say you're not quite a mogul yet.
No.
How much do you make if I bought that pizza? How much of that's going into your pocket?
4 cents.
So we get
very low margins.
I appreciate you now being here even more. You're walking out of here with 16 cents. That's not, and you got to drive back to Milwaukee. So Danny Bayman's here. He owns several Papa Murphy's here in the Green Bay, Fox Valley area, and in De Pere, Green Bay, Appleton, and then
Howard.
Howard, okay. Mm-hmm. What is going on with Howard? That is like everybody's moving to Howard now.
There's a lot of stuff going in Howard.
You had to go there, right? You had to put
a
store.
We were there before everyone else.
Were you really?
Now everyone's up there, yeah.
I don't get it. Where do you live, Nikki? Are you local?
I'm from the Appleton area. I live right by the airport there.
Oh, so you guys don't work together on a daily basis.
We do.
We talk together on a daily basis.
A little too much for your liking, Nikki?
No, I try not to bother him. I feel bad sometimes.
Are we segueing to employee relations with their boss? Yeah.
Have you ever won Employee of the Month?
Every month.
Every month, she's your go-to girl.
I believe in my kids, to be honest. I couldn't take that title.
Oh, wow.
Look, I have a great team. I really do.
So modest. That's like a total Papa Murphy's modesty thing. I don't get. Let me ask you this, Danny. If you weren't in this racket, what would you be doing?
Yeah, probably would have been.
Golfing.
Well, if I could be, could be a professional golfer. Yeah. I'd be at the U.S. Open this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but
good?
No, I'd be doing something in the marketing world probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are grilling pizzas here. Danny Boehm is here. We're grilling Papa Murphy's. We've made a, if you're in the area, folks, come on over. We've got a few more minutes of the pizzas out here. It's cooling off a little bit, right? Todd's eating all the pizza. Todd Michaels, that is. You guys are going to be here tomorrow morning, too, with Mino and the mayor, right?
Yep.
Listen, do not take any of their nonsense.
Got it.
They're gonna play tricks. No, I'm kidding. If you're gonna eat a lot of pizza, are you gonna cook that early?
We're gonna cook that early.
Oh, I love that. All right, we are making pizza on the grill. We're gonna come back. We'll have a few more minutes with Danny and Nikki here. Danny Boehm is one of the owners of Papa Murphy's. I tried to weasel my way into the franchise. He would not even humor me. I've got cash. I'm gonna have to buy my way in. Eliza, are you filming all of this? Can we edit some of it out later? Okay, Danny dropped an F-bomb. I just want to make sure. All right, we're coming right back, folks, to wrap this up. It's Peach Wobba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, The Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We're back. All right. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight, folks. We are doing things a little differently. If it sounds like I have food in my mouth, I do. I'm eating Papa Murphy's Pizza out on Washington Street here in beautiful downtown Green Bay. My guest is Danny Baim. He is a Papa Murphy's owner. He owns several stores where they make this delicious pizza. I just had a piece of Thai chicken pizza. How are you guys doing? We got some onlookers. Do you guys want pizza? All right. It's $12 for this piece. No, I'm just kidding. This is Thai chicken. We're broadcasting live here on Washington Street outside WGBW. We have a family of four who is eyeing the pizza. I cannot stress enough how good this pizza is. Have you ever had Papa Murphy's at home? Really? Oh, this is a perfect... You know what? Here. He's got... The little guys love the pepperoni. You're going to love that. All right. We're not charging you, but we will take tips. I mean, if you want to leave a few bucks. It's going to taste really good with your gelato. Awesome. My guest is Danny Baim. And Nikki is here, too. Nikki is Danny's, you sound like Danny's kind of right-hand person in this area, at least in the Fox Valley and Green Bay.
We can say that for today.
Okay, fair enough. And you told us you like ice in your milk.
Yes, sir.
And you said some of your coworkers are giving you a hard time.
Absolutely.
All right. So what we're doing tonight, folks, we're cooking pizza on the grill from Papa Murphy's. Danny is here. He's brought a Thai chicken pizza, some pepperoni. We've got barbecue chicken. See you guys later. And it's all delicious stuff. So I implore you, try some Papa Murphy's on the grill. It's great stuff. And it goes great with action movies, as Danny will attest to. He said he likes to watch action movies with his pizza, and I could not agree more. We'll have a couple more minutes with Danny and Nikki here. Right now, we've got some texts we've got to get through. Lori from Hayward, she is in the 715, says, Pete, I would definitely suggest not keeping your passwords in a file on your phone. You should definitely write them down somewhere else secure. You guys ever been hacked?
No.
Not yet? All right. My phone bogged down and will not open, so I have lost all that information, as well as pictures and phone numbers. According to iPhone, that stuff is irretrievable, and at this point in time, I have also lost $4,000 from a credit card 4 years ago by someone in California, as well as $1,600 by someone in Minneapolis when I worked in the cities. Credit card companies covered that, but it sure put the fear of God in me as far as using my credit card goes. Lori from Hayward. Thank you, Lori. Boy, Lori's had some traumatic experiences there. And then Todd Michaels texted, hey, are you at the office? That's a callback to her. I had a cybersecurity expert here. I had to ask her that. I try to keep these people that text me random stuff going. Like, I'll give them a fake name and try to find out what they're after. But
yeah, my father-in-law, Ed, used to always write all the passwords down in a book. And we learned that from
hard copy.
Hard copy.
Nice.
Did he lose the hard copy? When he did, it was a problem. But yeah,
somebody used it to start a bonfire or something. Steve from Florida says, Pee Wee Herman was a celebrity that would make me wonder, who is this guy? That was our question tonight, folks. We had some fun with that one. Who is a celebrity you just don't understand? Like, why are they famous? For me, it was the Kardashians. And a little bit Mark Wahlberg. For Conrad, it was an internet sensation called Fred. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got comedian Steve Hofstetter will be joining me and actress Stephanie Gernow. And then it is a bar band Friday night. So Rocker will be filling in for Terry Barr once again, who is on vacation. And he will be bringing new music and sparkling conversation. How's the pizza, Conrad? Oh, we got another text? Oh, what are we looking at here? Tom from New Berlin says, Twist from Pulp Fiction. Okay. The dance. Yeah. We were talking about that last night. So, closing thoughts, guys. This is exciting. You probably picked up a family of four, some new fans.
There we go.
Gave some free pizza. That'll come back 12-fold, right?
You betcha.
At the till. What are you going to cook tomorrow morning with Mino and the mayor? Because that'll be fun, too.
Yeah. We missed a couple here. Just took a little bit to get through cooking them all, but we'll cook the other ones tomorrow. We got some... Nikki's a cheese girl, so starting out the morning with a cheese pizza would probably be just fine. A little light.
Yeah. You get a lot of these, you know, I would say younger people down here in Green Bay. They're more, I don't eat this, I don't eat this. Have you thought about cooking a gluten-free pizza tomorrow, or do you have like a breakfast pizza or something?
We can do a gluten-free pizza. We don't have a breakfast pizza, but we have a cinnamon wheel, kind of like a cinnamon.
Oh, those
cinnamon
are good. Buns. Yeah. Those are
we can bring one of those for you if you're going to help us eat it tomorrow.
I'll be asleep up in my.
Oh, all right.
Even the puppy likes Papa Murphy's.
Look at that. You guys might pay for that later, but do you have a doggy pizza you could offer on your menu? I think that could be kind of fun. We should play a joke on Mino and just tell him they're out of pizza tomorrow morning
because he ate it all.
He will eat. He'll eat a whole pizza himself. Like he's. So what else can you tell us about Papa Murphy's? We've got about a minute left. This has been so fun, you guys. Danny Baim is here, Papa Murphy's. We're cooking pizza on the street, on the grill, folks. So if you haven't tried that, try it definitely this summer. But
I would say best ways to save money with us is going to be become part of our text and email club. We text and email out stuff weekly to get good deals for 25-30% off or different deals on our side items and stuff like that. I know. You know, times are tough and everything's getting more expensive. And just if you can save a couple bucks, having a nice family-friendly meal, we're happy to accommodate.
That's outstanding. And I will say this, too. I'm not a coupon guy. I never really have been just because I can't keep track of them. Mm-hmm. But Papa Murphy's is one of the few places that you guys put the coupons right on the packaging,
right?
Or we
do that, yeah.
And we would just put it right in the fridge. It's like, so kudos for that. I wanted to give you a compliment. That's the only place I've been able to remember to use coupons because it's so easy.
That's why we try to text or email them so you can just search easy.
Yeah. Outstanding. Well, so I would say, Todd Michaels is here. You're going to be producing the show tomorrow. What's your favorite that we've cooked here tonight?
The Thai chicken.
Thai chicken. Me too. And Eliza? Sir, would you like a slice of pizza?
Pizza?
Argentina. How about a foot rub? Okay. Oh, now he comes back. Yeah. You want a piece of pizza?
No.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
Online?
We're online, on the radio, everywhere. Yeah. Well, welcome, sir. It's nice to have you. Have a great night, and you're welcome to take a piece of pizza.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Jenna Watkins. Thank you, Danny Baim and Nikki, for being here. This is so much fun.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you, Eliza, for filming. Todd, for being here on your night off. Sort of a night off. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night, folks. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Iranians in Tehran calling for retaliation after Israel sent in warplanes overnight targeting the country's nuclear program. The IDF's Effie Defrin.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
The key targets included the Natanz nuclear enrichment facility, which is said to be heavily damaged. Top military leaders and nuclear scientists were killed.
Israel says it's still intercepting drones launched from Iran in retaliation. President Trump's just warned on social media the next planned attacks on Iran will be, quote, even more brutal. People in Tel Aviv are bracing.
We're very scared of not having enough supplies at home, especially since it's not our home and we're here on vacation. So we really want to stock up on first necessary stuff and be able to have some water and some food in case we can't leave our houses tomorrow.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.